Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center. Welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about health to the whole body. Health to the whole body. We're taking a look at this passage of scripture from Proverbs chapter 4, where it says, if we would keep God's word in our ears, we would keep it in our eyes, we would keep it stored up in our hearts, that it would lead to health for our whole body. So we're going to be taking a look at that passage of scripture today and taking communion over that. But first of all, why are we taking communion so often? Why are we taking communion every day? In our program, the Abundant Life Blueprint, daily communion is the most important thing. It helps us to abide in Christ so that our lives produce fruit. Jesus says, as often as you do this, remember me. It serves as this way to take these spiritual principles of the sacrifice of Jesus and to stir it into our memory, to stir it into our mind and imagination and emotions. And combine it with something practical or physical that we do. We're combining the spirit, the soul, which is the mind and emotions, with something physical that we do. It unites our entire spirit, soul, and physical body. It also can serve as a point in time where we receive certain promises from God, asking for his help. It can serve as a marker in time where you say, you know what, on that day, at that time, when I took communion over that, it was activated. I believed, I received from God at that moment in time. It creates a memorable marker in time as well. Now, lately, as we started the year of 2022, with our daily communion workouts, we're also combining it with a daily communion workout. And I truly believe exercise, physical exercise, is one of the greatest ways to connect with God and practice seeing his grace, practice getting that grace, that pipeline of living water that he put within you. Get it to flow through you out into the world. And once you understand how to apply that, once you understand how to exercise that, teaches you how to exercise your faith. Once you understand how to do that, then you can apply that into every other area of life. You can apply it into your family, into your purpose, into your health, in other areas of your health. You can apply it into your creating more order, into your time, into your community. You can create it. You can apply it into every area of your life. But we're going to get started with prayer. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communion meditations is we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture, coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to do the other half of prayer and to examine ourselves before our time of communion for today. Let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, all those connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. Thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. Thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe, the same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, I ask you to bless us. Make your face shine upon us and let us find grace and favor in your eyes. To expand our borders and our territory. To expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to send us opportunities to do good today and to be a blessing, and help us be sensitive to those opportunities, and keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And we ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders, and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. All right, so we're going to go through the other half of prayer. This is where we talk about our four fundamentals. Remember, masters of anything are masters of the fundamentals. The key to greatness, consistent practice, consistent drilling. You might say, well, I've done those things over and over. I've heard that before. I've done that before. And I say, you got to keep practicing. You got to keep drilling. Athletes, I play baseball at a fairly high level. You just keep doing the same things over and over and over and over until it becomes automatic. That's the goal. It becomes automatic and you learn the intricacies and the connections that are hidden in these basic fundamentals. And remember, you got to make them fun. Not just any practice will do. You got to practice the right way with energy, with presence, with joy. You got to make them a delight. So our four fundamentals, getting positioned in the light, magnify that light, staying tuned in today for God's leading and direction, and then taking action, doing those things that you know to do, and doing them together in partnership with God. So our first one, getting positioned in the light. This is the on-off switch. We're either in darkness or we're in light. There's no in-between. And every day you got to keep repositioning because life wants to pull you out. As time moves forward, you got to keep repositioning every day. This has to happen every single day. You got to take your position in the light. How are we going to do it? Number one, you're going to stay positioned in humility. You got to keep humbling yourself every day because God gives grace to the humble. The opposite, being in pride or insisting on doing things your own way, being resistant to change, be unwilling to repent. We humble ourselves and then we receive that grace and forgiveness from God. And then it's got to flow through you. You got to walk in forgiveness and grace with yourself. We often put all this pressure on ourselves or beating ourselves up. You got to walk in that grace and forgiveness with yourself. And then it's got to flow through you to other people. We walk in grace and forgiveness with other people. And to be positioned in the light is to be positioned in love. Love is externally focused. Just focused on how can I do good? How can I be a blessing? Rather than walking in bitterness and resentment and all these types of things. And one of the easiest things you can do today to stay positioned in the light all day, just stay positioned in gratitude and praise. Stay positioned in gratitude and praise. When you get into positioning of bitterness, complaining, resentment, holding grudges, so-and-so did that to me, they said this to me, we get kicked out of the light. Just keep your positioning in the light. Because in the light, it's not worth it to step out of this. Because in the light, God has given us access to everything he has. This pipeline of living water. I want you to remember, you don't just get one of these things. You get all of this comes together as one package deal. His spirit and power and presence, his love and peace and joy. All this is available right now today. His mind and wisdom, his health and energy, his time, his finances, and so much more. It's all available in the light right now today. But then we got to magnify that light so that more of that living water, more of that pipeline can flow through us. To magnify the light is to make bigger or greater. We're going to build a bigger pipeline where God has more area. He's got an expanded capacity to work more in us. And to magnify, it's all about what we're focused on. It's all about where we're putting our attention, what we're thinking about, what we're talking about, what we're meditating on in our mind. To magnify the light, what we talk about today is to magnify God's word. Keep it in your ears. Keep it in your eyes. Store it up in your heart because it is health to your whole body. It is health to your whole body. People often think about being healthy. They just think about the physical aspects, nutrition and exercise and getting their rest. But that's just the physical body. That's only one third, maybe one third of you. You got your spirit, you got your mind and your emotions. Okay. If you're neglecting those other parts of health, you're neglecting over two thirds of what makes you healthy. And people are saying, well, I exercise, I eat right, but I still don't feel well. This is why. You got to get these other spiritual and mental and emotional pieces in place first. You got to store up his word in your heart. We can magnify God's unfailing love, his faithfulness, his mighty works, that nothing's impossible for him. We can magnify our righteousness in Christ. You've got peace with God. You got his blessing and favor. He eagerly desires to help you today. You can magnify every good thing that he put within you. You got treasure in earthen vessels. And stay focused on all the things that are going well. to set your mind on the things above where God is working for your good. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems. In this world, you're going to have issues and problems. But Jesus says to be of good cheer because he's overcome the world. And if you'll stay positioned in the light, you'll keep magnifying him. He will cause you to triumph every single time. It's not denying the problems. It's just choosing to magnify God and make him bigger than the problem. But it does give us a choice. We could choose not to do any of this. We could choose not to do any of this. Stay stuck in pride and rebellion, insisting on doing things our own way, being unwilling to grow and change. Stay magnifying, just stuck on the problem, so focused on the problems, dwelling on the past, worrying about the future, trying to do life on our own without God. It's a much more stressful way to live. That's where we got to recognize those symptoms of darkness, of where I'm positioned and what I'm magnifying. Number one, snapping at people, retaliating at people, trying to get back at them, or on the next level, withdrawing your presence from them, giving them the silent treatment, trying to avoid them, not talking to them. Then there's the heaviness, the pressure, all the weights on you. Feels like it's hopeless, like you're trapped or you're stuck, and there's no way out. Your energy levels begin to diminish, and you say, why am I so tired all the time? Then there's the emotional fear and stress and worry, the anxiety, the dread of the future. There might be some confusion about what to do, which direction to go. Because when you're in darkness, you can't see. Then there's the vicious cycles. You get stuck in these bad habits or bad patterns that seem very hard to break on our own. But when you get in the light, God begins to set you free. You get in the light. Number one, there's rest in your soul. How are you going to know? There's this rest in your soul. And when you finally rest, now God can go to work. And that pipeline of living water starts to flow. All of a sudden, you've got his power and his spirit and his love and his peace and his joy, his health, his energy. All that begins to flow through you. And now all of a sudden, everything is free and easy and effortless. And your energy levels begin to rise up. You get so much more present because we're not stuck in the past or worrying about the future. And all of a sudden, when your presence increases, you become so much more aware of everything around you. It's like this whole new world opens up that you didn't know was there before. And God begins to just effortlessly break things off of you and set you free as you stay positioned in this. And if that weren't enough, God gives us this amazing gift of being able to turn the tables and get right back on track if we ever get off track. This amazing gift of grace that we can repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. If we ever get off track, you can turn around in 1 second. Just simply humble ourselves. Father, forgive me. Forgive me for missing it, whatever it was. You receive that forgiveness from him. You forgive yourself in the middle. If you need to reconcile with anybody else, you take those steps. And then you just start praising and thanking him for his grace and his love and his goodness. And what he put in you is more than enough. And all of a sudden, you just feel it begin to flow. That peace and that joy and that love just begins to wash over you on the inside. And then we got to stay tuned in each day. Every day, God's trying to lead us and guide us. We've got to stay tuned in for his leading and direction. One of the things I like to do is every night before bed, in my journal, I like to start with getting positioned in the light first. What am I grateful for? What were my wins or the things that went well that day? And then you just get still and you ask these questions. God, what are you trying to show me today? What's the most important thing you wanted me to get out of today? Is there anything that I missed today? And you just get still and you listen for a few minutes. And whatever comes into your mind, you just write it down. And you start to record your journey day by day with God. And then as your day unfolds, you stay tuned into him as you go throughout the day. If you're ever unsure on something, you don't know what to do or which step to take, you just ask him. And then you wait until you know. Sometimes we get ahead of God because we're taking action on things that we don't know to do yet. Wait until you know and then take action on it. And then the last thing I like to do in my journal is plan my upcoming day with God. What do I know to do? Is there anything, what do you have for me in this next day, Lord? What's on your to-do list? Is there anything in your conscience? Anything you've been procrastinating on? Anything you have a leading or excitement from God to do? And you plan out your day with God. And then you wake up in the morning like a kid on Christmas morning with excitement and purpose for the day. And he just needs you to get started. With a willing heart, with a good attitude, with full confidence in him, he's right there with you. He's going to help you to execute those things. You don't have to do them on your own anymore. And as you do this, it does something like magnetize you, turns you into a magnet. When that grace begins to flow, it begins to beautify your life. And beauty is attractive. It begins to pull more and more of everything God has for you into your life. Jesus says, seek first the kingdom of heaven, and all these things will be added to your life. It begins to magnetize you. So let's take a look at the scripture here. Health to the whole body. This Proverbs chapter 4, we're going to read it in a couple of different versions. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 through 23. This is the NIV to start with. It says, my son, pay attention to what I say. Turn your ear to my words. Turn your ear to my words. Have your ears open and listening for his words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart. We got to store them up in our heart. We have to understand them with the heart. Jesus says, if you would hear with your ears, see with your eyes, understand with your heart, and then turn or convert that into action. Convert that into doing the right things. They would lead to healing. It would lead to times of refreshing. It would lead to prosperity. All these things happen on the other side of the turning. But you got to have it in your ears, in your eyes, stored up, understood in your heart. It says, for their life to those who find them, and health to one's whole body. And above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Okay? Health flows from the inside out. You store this up in your heart, and health begins to flow. This is the way God designed our bodies to function. Health flows from the inside out. It comes from the heart. Health comes from the heart. It's storing up God's word in your heart. It's like a beautiful garden on the inside. We got to plant, got to keep planting that word. You got to keep cultivating it and growing it and meditating on it. Meditating on it is like what gets it rooted and established in your heart. It says, above all else, guard the heart, for everything you do flows from the heart. So that all the issues and problems we're facing in life have to do with heart issues, have to do with getting his word rooted and grounded in our heart in that area. Often we're believing lies in our heart. It leads to health for your whole body. Let's take a look at the Amplified version. It says, my son, pay attention to my words and be willing to learn. That's humble. Open your ears to my sayings. Do not let them escape from your sight. Keep them in the center of your heart. For they are life to those who find them, and healing and health to all of their flesh. In the Message version, it says you'll be bursting with health. You'll be bursting with health. It's healing and health to all their flesh. And watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life. From it flow the springs of life. So we're going to take communion over this today, asking for God to help us with this. And just thanking him that his words are life and health to our whole body. So Father, we're just so thankful to have you in our lives. Thankful for your word. You've magnified your word above your name. We're asking for your help to keep your word in our ears, keep it in our eyes, to understand it with our hearts, to store it up in our hearts. Because it is life and health to our whole body. We just thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and he said, this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And they said, take it. Receive it. He makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight through his one sacrifice. Through his one sacrifice and his words. He's the word made flesh. His words are life and health to our whole body, to all of our flesh. Father, we just thank you for this bread. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant. In my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light and makes all this possible. And I believe as you experience this, you keep his word in your ears, in your eyes, in your heart, and you experience that health flowing from the inside out. Just believe it helps you to know him better, to know his heart and his love and his goodness and his grace that much more. So Father, we thank you for this cup. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have a juice, you can take a juice. All right. So now it's about making today a masterpiece. We're going to stay positioned in the light. Keep magnifying that light. Pay attention to those symptoms. If you ever get off track, we're going to turn it around quickly. Stay tuned in today for his leading and direction. And take action. Do those things that you know to do. Not the things you're uncertain of, the things that you know to do. And do them together with God. You keep doing that day by day. He's going to lead you to this beautiful, spacious place that's free from all restriction. So we're going to start to combine. On these daily communions, every day, we're going to start to combine some health and workout advice. So if you're on our email list, if you're not on our email list, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com, go to the Abundant Life Blueprint page on there, and you can sign up for these communion emails that come. And they have a health or workout advice every day, along with the workout that we use. So one of the first things we do on the workout every day is we do what's called a daily mobility routine. One of the greatest things you can do for your health, to get your joints feeling better, to have more energy flowing through your body every day, is just work on your mobility. Work on your ability to move. Jesus says, the little kids hold the secrets. And you watch little kids move, and the way that they move, the way they run, the way they jump, the way they can move, the way they can bend, that's the way we're supposed to be. We got to work on our ability to move, to work on our mobility every day. You work on your mobility. A lot of those aches and pains and a lot of those nagging things just begin to fade away as you work on opening your body up and moving better. Now, for some of you, you may watch the daily mobility routine. You may look at it and say, there's no way I can do that. That's why I say, start with what you can do. What can you do? It might be all you can do is stand up and just bend over a little bit to try to touch your toes and just get down to your above your knees. What can you do? Start working on moving better today. You may watch the video and say, hey, I'm way more advanced than you are on that stuff. And I would say, that's awesome. Keep working on and training that mobility your whole life. Keep working on taking your mobility to the next level your whole life. It's one of the best things you can do for your health. And wherever you are, start with where you are. Start with what you can do. Don't look at what other people can do. Start with what you can do. And just focus on improving it over time. It's one of the most important things you can do for your health. I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in our program, The Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com to learn more about that there.